Good evening. Hello, everyone. We are gathering. It's so nice to be together again. And it looks like we have had quite an exciting few weeks here from the incredible comments that have been coming up on the page. We're finally having the kind of dialogue where on the comments section where you're inspiring each other, which to me is the most beautiful thing we can do as a group when the circle starts being more of a circle. So I'm so happy for that. Okay, so let's round a little, settle in. I'm happy to announce that AOL has finally figured out their address book issues. It turns out that they were really having issues, and it really wasn't my fault with the address book and the emails and people's names getting dropped. It was happening throughout their system, and I have probably spent maybe 8 or 9 hours with them. Finally getting it corrected, and it took them a long time to sort this out, surprisingly enough. So far, I don't think anyone's been dropped from the emails I've been sending out. The numbers are still the same. When I go back into the groups from the past classes, there's barely anyone in the list. All the lists are gone. So from I learned to start keeping a Word document of the participants in the class just in case something would happen. But they called today and said the issue was fixed. So keep me posted if you're not getting my reminder emails. Any questions right now that someone might have to bring up? Okay. So I have two questions for you. One, I would like some feedback on the summaries that have been created for this class. Because at this point, I've created a narrative that summarizes, up to each class. So the last one had all three classes in the document. And I do it because I want to pull out the teachings in a way that your mind can cognitively relate to them. Because I know in class we're relating energetically, and that's the best way to do it during class. And then to have the cognitive pieces pulled out is very helpful. But I don't have any feedback on how that's working during this session from anyone. Does anyone have any feedback on that for me? If it's helpful or not? Does anyone even read them? Do I keep doing them?
Hey Sarah, it's Russell. I read them, and I it's funny, these last three classes, I really like the first one, the first class summary, and then the second one, I don't know, it kind of fell short for me for some reason. I didn't feel the same energy as in class one. And then class three, I felt it again. So, and then I went back and read the whole three that you compile, and it seemed like you mainly just compiled them. So two to me seemed like, I don't know, something just felt missing there. And I don't know how to articulate it any better than that. But I love the journal prompts, and I love the affirmations. I found actually I got a part of an answer to my question 2 weeks ago from one of your affirmations. It was quite beautiful.
Oh, okay. Well, that's helpful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it's good to know someone's reading.
And while I'm on the line, I will say I did not get a class reminder today. So just as an
Ah, tell
FYI.
me. Okay.
I didn't
Did you?
want to make it the focus of class, but I was going to email you separately. But since I'm on, I'll just let you know.
Right. So I sent it out twice today. So I have to see if you're still on the list, okay?
Okay.
And let AOL know. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Sarah, this is Lisa. I've definitely begun to read them consistently since the structure has changed, and I do find them very alive. And it's interesting. I agree with what Russell said regarding the first one of your three was very powerful. The last one and the middle one, it didn't have the same vibrancy, aliveness for some reason, and I don't know if it was the flow. But there was something. There was definitely something that felt different. But I don't hesitate to listen to them. There's matter of fact, I sometimes spend more time with reading them now because it's bringing, as you said, the experience of listening is energetic, but this truly is alive. It's almost like reading a high frequency book. And I love it. I really do. So thank you.
Thank you. You know, I just remembered that second class was a difficult, it was a challenging class because we made even the meditation that we did that evening was challenging because we were switching up frequencies and there had to be a release of the old and an injection and infusion of the new. And I believe that it was people felt a little awkward or disjointed from the way that we did the meditation. And then when you look at it from the deeper point of view, the energy that came in from that meditation was really powerful because it really powered everyone into a new space, which we were able to access during the third class. So if you listen to the second class, has anyone listened to that meditation more than once? Because it was a challenge in terms of what it, the transformation it created in us. So that might be why it's showing up like that. I'll take another look at it.
Yeah, I do remember that now that you mention that, Sarah. Yeah, there was an awkwardness about it. Yeah.
So
That
that might be,
helps.
yeah, that's probably reflected in the summary. So, every so often we have meditations like that where it's almost like a ratcheting effect with the energy, and the it's a little bit awkward to adjust to, but ultimately you do adjust and you don't put two and two together that it was from that particular type of meditation that we did, the type of transmission that came through that night. But it definitely spurred a growth in everyone, an expansion in everyone. Okay. Anyone else?
This is Carla.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the summaries. The first one was really, really beautiful for me to be able to read. The one for class three that I was going over, I got caught by surprise having to go through classes one and two before I got to three. And I think I'd prefer just to have the single class per class instead of a whole recap each time. But
Oh,
that's just
it's the
my
same.
preference.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, you can just go to the end of the document.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep doing them as a compilation. So just know that you can go to the end of the document
Okay.
and read the last part. Okay. Okay.
But I do love them. Thank you.
Thank you. I spend a lot of time on them, and so I do want to know if they're of value and if anyone's reading them.
I really do enjoy them. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Carla. Okay. Now, is there anyone in this class that's contemplating the retreat in Costa Rica that hasn't signed up yet? Because there's a shift in the frequency that's going to happen once I hear the answer to that question for the retreat.
Hi, Sarah. This is Lakshmi.
Uh-huh.
I still have not decided. I think I'm waiting a little bit to see if I can feel more of the energy before I sign up for the retreat.
Ah, okay. Do you feel like you're being called to it, Lakshmi?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not feeling a strong calling. So I just wanted to give myself like this series and see how I felt at the end of it. And then if there were any openings, then I could sign up. But yes, right now I don't know. Sorry.
No. I don't want you to feel sorry. I don't want you to feel badly about it. It's a very reasonable way of approaching it. So sometimes you can feel called to something and then you have all these mental things that get in the way. And that was the reason I was asking that question. Where your soul is saying yes, and the mind is giving you every reason not to go. So that's why I was asking you that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Okay. So those of you who are signed up for the retreat, you're going to feel an activation happening over the next week or so with that, because it's ratcheting up now. Okay. Let's settle in. So the transmission tonight is about love being a frequency, a container, a surrounding space. An atmosphere that surrounds you, that holds you, that's accessible like the air we breathe. We forget that it's accessible. The source of all life is love. And it's only conditioning that separates us and creates a belief in this harshness, this criticalness, this sense of not being good enough to deserve it. And so the transmission coming in tonight is meant to reach all the way down into your emotional realm, your physical realm. Your thoughts, your everyday being, your everyday life. Where we want to make love a reality that influences everything we feel, think, and experience in our body. And just note how you might have a feeling that love is not accessible to you. It's not available. That it's something very difficult to conjure up and get to. There, the energy is starting to come in. Now, the solar activity, which has become extremely noticeable with the volcanoes and earthquakes, is creating that kind of upheaval in us on all levels of our being. And it's helping to expose this state of love that we exist within. So we've had to have these earthquakes and volcanoes in our being to crack open the hardened conditioning has made us believe that love is, first of all, something to give and not live, something that needs to be deserved and earned, and something that's scarce. So just imagine for a moment that your bubble, your aura, is filled with the vibration of love, and that it is circulating around you, in you. And allow this to shift one feeling or one thought that you might have had today. If love is in abundance and not scarce, how can it permeate your consciousness? So that your thoughts actually change, or your feelings actually change, or your physical sensation of your body actually changes. Now, ground, while we're doing this, I want you to ground a little more deeply. And we're in the process of harmonizing the circle and bringing in the higher frequency energy. So I introduce that. We're going to go into it more deeply. So that you can actually feel it, experience it, and not just think about it. Go. Okay, the axis of the circle is formed. So feel your seat and your feet. Draw your energy within, your attention within. Experience yourself sitting in your chair. And take ownership for your own experience. And when we talk about drawing our attention inward, I like how Russell described his experience of doing it, how he described bringing his focus inward, his attention inward, and grounding his energy so that a harmonious flow began to exist within him. It's not like squeezing all your energy back into your being, into a tight little ball. It is drawing it back in, allowing yourself to feel your entire body and the spaciousness of your being. And a sense of knowing who you are starts to appear. The noise and the distractions start to fall away. And this is what is called mystical concentration. It's not a forced concentration, it's a relaxing into your natural center, your natural flow, and the coherence of your being. And this allows you the elasticity and the flexibility to be exuberant, to be happy, to feel all that you feel in a way that is coherent and integrated, rather than mentally boxed off or in a way that actually creates more dissonance in your being, brings about a wholeness in the flow. And as that's happening, as you're sitting into your knowing, there's a cleansing that starts to happen. A release of the limited thinking, the critical feelings, the doubt and confusion, the pain, sense of suffering. And Lisa described it beautifully in her comments. So we're coming into a state of coherence. And that has to do with flow and grounding and allowing. So feel your seat on the chair and allow your body, your torso to relax, soften. Become aware of the lower part of your torso. Most of the time, we're above our body and not even in it. And invite the tailbone to soften and release, which helps generate a flow and a co coherence in the spinal nervous system and the cerebral spinal fluid, which then connects the body and the head, the thought and sensation into a fluid knowing. Feel that. Give you some space to feel that. And sometimes that's a little bit of a strange transition because the automated thoughts slow down and stop. And you can find yourself in a little bit of a spacey or a sleepy place. And that is a necessary transitional place. As we let go of that automated mental chatter and release into what's behind that chatter, what's behind the anxiety, what's behind the confusion and the pain. And what's behind all that is you. The loving space of you. But it's not verbal, it's vibrational. And we really don't like to let go of that verbal chatter. We don't like to let go of explanations and wanting answers. Everyone did a great job in our question practice 2 weeks ago of formulating your question and dropping it into the high frequency energy, and then waiting for the answer to appear. Instead of grasping for an immediate answer, and you're grasping from the automated thoughts and not from the center of your being, from the wisdom of your being. So, right now, we're breaking the knotted tendrils of the automated thinking that becomes our default mode and what feels like normal and feels like, oh, we'll actually get something from it. And the frequencies that are coming into the circle are helping to disengage that automatic chatter. You really have to see it as automated. And so, if you kind of feel sleepy or you feel like you're spacey and you can't think, that would be a good transitional state. where you're letting go. And so, as we release that tailbone and we bring an unimpeded flow to the cranial sacral axis, that cranial sacral fluid helps create this coherence between the mind and body. And that's a new experience. And it could be a new experience every single time you do it. So, relaxing that lower part of the torso and inviting the tailbone to soften and release generates the unimpeded flow of the cranial sacral fluid. And when that connection is flowing, our consciousness begins to shift. Out, it shifts out of mind-body separation into the experience of mind-body coherence, which again, I'm going to say could be a completely new experience for you. We are so used to the disconnected mind-body state. We may not know the coherent state very well. And as we relax into this, we go through an adjustment period. And I know for me, it feels like I'm shedding limitation. My body starts to feel more open. My muscles relax into a balanced state. A happiness and a loving feeling arises in my body and being. I feel like I've been released from shackles, from bindings. I feel healthier and more vibrant because I have access to my energy, my being. So, this part of the practice, the very beginning part, which most people skip over, is very significant and has a huge impact on how you can feel. More stable, more balanced, more loving in your daily life. So I'll be quiet for a moment so you can allow that tailbone to soften and release a little more. Allow yourself to own your experience, no matter what it is. And see if you can own it vibrationally instead of verbally. So there's a lot of heavy energy in the group tonight, probably because we didn't meet last week. So we're going to be doing some more clearing. So now, sense that tailbone and see if there's some pulsing or kind of curling and uncurling like a seahorse's tail. Just, and that's like micro movements, energetic movements. And if you need to spread your knees out more to relax the lower back more, go ahead. We don't usually notice how tense we are in the lower back. Again, own your experience. No comparisons. No trying to be something else. Note and own your experience so that you have a sense of sovereignty. And we'll relax the rest of the legs and calves and feet, which will help further relax the base of the spine. And so bring your awareness through the thighs, through the knees, into the calf muscles, inviting them to soften and release. And a lot of the noise in our body is inflammation. My inflammation sounds like hundreds of people all talking at the same time. I wonder what your inflammation sounds like or looks like. And so we have inflammation when we exist in fight flight for too long. And our nervous system builds up this heavy energy. And inflammation, when I talk about inflammation, it's on multiple levels. It's on the physical level, it's also on the energetic level. And so we're releasing, we're softening, we're tending to the overworking of the nervous system. To try to make up for not feeling or experiencing our true self. And bring your awareness down to your feet. Into the energy centers on the soles of your feet. Becoming aware that those centers exist. And this begins to open up the full flow through the body, extending the cerebral spinal flow into the entire body. And this flow begins to release and soften the more rigid personality characteristics, the judgments, the fears, the anxieties. They all solidify into these hard energy structures or congealed, melted fibers that turn into plastic in our matrix. And then create looping pain and cognition. So we're not just relaxing, we are relaxing into flow. We're creating coherence and we are dissolving the rigid areas that prevent flow from moving through. In Qigong, there's a practice of small heaven and big heaven. And the small heaven has to do with the brain and the spine. And the big heaven has to do with the circulation through the whole body. And when we get the circulation flowing through the whole body, that's when we are considered embodied. Again, we're creating that coherence. Opening up the flow, setting the stage for greater and greater light and vitality to be able to enter into our being. And for those of you who've experienced cranial sacral work or muscle release work, polarity therapy, this is you doing that for yourself. So once that initial resonance is established and we start to feel the energetic knowing of the chakras on the soles of our feet, we start to bring in circulation, reciprocal circulation with the earth, with Mother Earth. We start resonating to a higher frequency, one that's much more alive, vital, filled with wisdom, compassion, love. Now we are still clearing a lot of heavy energy. So the antecedent to be able to feel that love that permeates and surrounds you is being able to come into this initial coherence, taking responsibility, owning. And as soon as we say the word responsibility, it shocks us back into the old sense of heavy responsibility. But it's owning your sovereignty. Which means being able to be with yourself no matter what state you're in, so that you're not believing that someone or something outside of yourself is creating that state. And so there is a big transition that occurs here from the old critical, heavy responsibility approach to starting to feel a loving acceptance that surrounds and holds you so that you can start being with yourself. Be with your breath, be with your physical sensations. Start to feel at home inside yourself. And we actually start to wake up to a truer nature. And now maybe you can sense your feet, sense your hands activating, sense a harmony. Harmony is my word for coherence. Starting to settle you comfortably into your being. So this is the starting point, really, for connecting more deeply and for coming into contact with the higher frequencies of your being. So now we can greet Mother Earth with a sense of our own presence. Being able to vibrationally resonate with her so that we're speaking her language, which is a vibratory language. And we can begin to sense that stability of being held in a space. That's solid. In a heart space that's loving. In the creative energies that start to enliven our being. I'm taking you through a lot more detail than I've taken you through before to help you appreciate all that you go through in order to start feeling that light and beauty within your being. And it's also being able to, again, come home to your sovereignty. To be okay with where you're at and to be patient. And to feel and prepare to enter into a sacred space without arrogantly assuming that you can just go there with the automated mind. So as we greet Mother Earth and come into resonance with her, we start to feel a sense of the sacred. This is not our automated reality any longer. And we greet the spirit of the water again, vibrationally, generously speaking her language. And letting it be an experience. So, as we are greeting the elements here, I'm watching the entire circle, the energy of the circle. And as we are slowly going through this, we're slowly breaking up the heavy energy. Slowly cleansing. Good. We greet the spirit of the fire. Vibrationally, and we greet the spirit of the air vibrationally. And we greet the spirit of the ether or the plasma. And these elements have a vibrational resonance that surrounds us, permeates us. Helps bring us in coherence with living energy. Not automated energy, exhausting energy, but living energy. And maybe you can feel the arising of a brighter, lighter energy within your being. And the teachers are really addressing our arrogance tonight. And I don't mean arrogance in the usual sense of the word, but arrogance in a sense that we expect every aspect of consciousness to speak our verbal language. That everything and everything that exists should speak English. And that's an arrogance. There are many languages, and learning the languages of the animals, of the plants, of the reptiles, clouds, the air. There are different frequencies, there are different vibrations. And there's a wonderful feeling when you're freed from the constraints of a verbal language. Notice how having that habit of trying to make everything verbal creates a subtle tension in your being. And allow yourself to enter a nonverbal state. And how does that feel? So it's in this nonverbal state when we've released the pressure to condense everything into that verbal state that we can finally feel the freshness, the vitality of what really embraces us, creates us, and what we breathe and live in. So we have to go through a shift in order to sense that all-pervading love on a very embodied daily life way. Now, as we greet the directions, we're greeting a geometric frequency. Again, we're learning a different language, a frequency language. It's a little more abstract than the elements. A little more expanded. And the directions relate to the matrix of your being. So, one of the dimensions of your being is this beautiful elastic matrix. And it's like a spider web. It's a Merkaba of energetic lines and patterns that are the more subtle forces of creation for your being. So it's your personal mandala. And maybe you have an image of that or a sense of it right now that you have this elastic living fibers. That you can lean into, sway into, and they move with you. And as you relate to this dimension of your being, a further release occurs in the physical. The muscles can relate to this elastic matrix. Your muscles are very elastic, very supple. And they can hold you in many different dimensions on the physical level, the spiraling ability within your physical structure. And so this elasticity. And imagine your own personal golden matrix that you live within, like a spider in a spider web. And this is why they call the spider grandmother spider. She weaves. Your consciousness weaves this matrix that gives birth to your physicality. And feel that elasticity, the stretch, the spiral, the geometry. The perfection, the beauty. And as we're in this space right now, there are repairs being made to your matrix where fibers have torn or disconnected. Where gaps and goo have limited the elasticity. And we're receiving a healing on that level, on that dimension right now, that will increase the elasticity and resilience of our thoughts, our body, our emotions. So, breaking up these densities and repairing these fibers, only a higher frequency consciousness can access this repair state, which we are all in right now. And it's not necessarily something you can see or feel unless it comes to you. It's something that you'll feel the effect of after the class and throughout the weeks following. And yes, I heard someone compare it to like a trampoline, that elasticity that allows this graceful dance in our soul, in our being, in our consciousness. And with this elasticity, all kinds of old past life, old patterns are released. Now there's a massive cleansing of all the heavy energy that was brought together in our circle tonight. Like a great sheet of light covering it all and gathering it up and removing it, recycling it into the cosmos. And with each cleansing, we have greater access to that spaciousness, the loving spaciousness. So our muscles need to be able to be flexible and resilient. Our thinking, our emotions, all of our daily consciousness. And include this elasticity that is part of our core essence. And then how we think, how we feel, and how our bodies feel starts to have a new experience. The circles come into a beautiful light, into a beautiful coherence. Resonating, pulsing, being infused by this beautiful higher frequency. Which we are finally in a position to allow in. So the experience of love that we're being taught in this class is way beyond our habitual way of thinking about love, anything we've been taught about love. It is so much more grand, so much more all-pervasive, kinder, sweeter, wiser, finer. And it's a state of being. And it is a state of being that can be experienced in your everyday life. Once you learn how to shift into it. So start with the idea that the verbal language can be very limiting, all the way to the point where it constricts your muscles. And that by discovering within yourself what your nonverbal language is. Now, I know for me, since art is my creative center, I guess you could say. So the minute I pick up a pencil or a pen, I go into a nonverbal state. I go into an image state. What would that be for you? Is it movement? Is it music? Is it working with your plants? What is it for you that shifts you out of the verbal into a nonverbal consciousness, a nonverbal language? Do some of you know what that is for you? You can answer.
This is Carla. It's definitely dance.
So note how you feel when you're dancing versus when you're trying to think of something. How does it feel different?
Huge difference.
Okay, so you have a reference point for what it feels like to be in the verbal state versus coming into the frequency vibrational state. Okay, and so each person has some kind of reference point like that. Does anyone else know what theirs is?
Mine is music.
And what's the difference for you? What happens for you, Mark?
It is very nonverbal. It's more vibrational, sonic frequencies, tones. It's a different language altogether.
And so, does it make sense to you? Does that translate into the energetic nonverbal space a little bit for you?
Well, it's very, very energetic, for sure. It's very subtle. It's very energetic. It's definitely nonverbal.
Okay. Good. So you have a good reference point for that. Anyone else?
This is Kate. It's how I teach yoga. Is I see everything. It's like I'm just narrating a movie.
Beautiful.
This is Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I can ditto Mark all the way down. It goes from top of head right through my feet, flows out with tears.
So note this within yourself and know that you do have a reference point for a nonverbal language within your being. Yeah, my father's nonverbal language was mathematics. It could be anything that takes you into that flow state, feeling the bliss in your being with it. But I want you to start noting this when you shift from verbal to a vibrational language. Instead of thinking that you can't do it, you each have some kind of reference point for what that feels like. And allow yourself to play with that. Okay, any questions? So, we did have a very big clearing and healing on this very subtle matrix level tonight. And it's not necessarily something that you would feel or experience because it's so subtle. But let's see how it ripples through how you think, feel, and how your body feels this week, how you interact with yourself and with others. After a little bit of, give it a couple days to settle into your being. And then let us know in the comments. So this is very subtle, very different than what we've done. And I took you through a lot of detail tonight so that maybe you'll have a greater appreciation for how you prepare yourself for this deeper state, to be able to experience this deeper state of love that we're approaching. Remember, they were giving us a lesson in arrogance and humility ultimately tonight. And not in a negative sense, but in a sense of, okay, that's a barrier that's preventing you from experiencing something that you would love to experience. Okay, anything else? Okay, thank you. And I'll be very excited to hear what happens for people this week. So many blessings.